Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. Happy April Fool's Day. It's time now for your morning update for this Monday, April 1st, brought to you by Churchill Shoes. Churchill Shoes is saying goodbye. After over 75 years of catering to all of our footwear needs, Chuck says it's time to retire, and that means unbelievable savings for you. From now until the store closes at the end of May, stop in for the most incredible sale ever at Churchill Shoes. Huge store-wide savings on both men's and women's shoes. Your feet will never be happier than when they're wearing Sash shoes. You'll love them. But hurry, when the store inventory is gone, it's gone for good. 75 years is a long time, and May isn't that far away. Stop and save now at the going out of business sale at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall from now until the end of May. And Chuck says thank you to all of his great customers throughout the years. We'll miss you, Chuck. Stop into Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. All right, our weather today, sunny skies. We're going to start to see an uptick now in the weather. Our high today, right around 50 degrees. Well, a man at a juvenile faced charges after taking police at a high-speed chase through Grand Forks. Just before 1 a.m. Friday, police tried to stop a vehicle that was traveling over 80 miles per hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone on Washington Street. While the vehicle fled, taking officers on a chase, eventually stopping in an alley in a residential neighborhood, police detained the driver, 21-year-old Elijah James Belgard, at a juvenile right away. Now, another juvenile fled on foot, was eventually caught about a block away. Belgard was arrested for fleeing, reckless endangerment, giving false information to an officer, driving under suspension, speeding, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Juvenile was arrested upon suspicion of refusing to halt and was transported to juvenile detention. While UND has been designated as a National Center of Academic Excellence in Cyber Research Institutions through 2029. Now, the designation means that UND is committed to increasing the number of cybersecurity professionals dedicated to reducing vulnerabilities in the national infrastructure. Now, this marks the first time the university has received such a designation, and it comes on the heels of increased cybersecurity research projects happening now on campus. Well, Minnesota State has named two finalists in the search for the interim president of Northland Community and Technical College. The candidates are Anthony Kinkle and Sherry Olson. Candidates are scheduled to conduct campus visits on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. Campus visits provide an opportunity for students, faculty, staff, and members of the community to meet each of the candidates and offer feedback. Well, heads up, in Grand Forks, Police Department will participate in Distracted Driving Awareness Month throughout the month of April, with additional officers assigned to targeting distracted drivers. City of Grand Forks prohibits the use of wireless communication devices to compose, read, or send an electronic message while driving. That violation, by the way, carries with it a $200 fine. Take a little break. We'll have more news for you right after this.
What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you?
Well, for those of you that care, President Biden has won North Dakota's Democratic NPL presidential primary race. Biden won with 840 votes, which was 92% of all the ballots. Marianne Williamson finished a second, receiving 32 votes. That's roughly 3% of the vote. Eben Cambridge, a Democrat from Oakland, California, came in third with less than 0.5% of the votes. Finally, in sports, well, everyone lost. How's that? Minnesota Timberwolves lost to the Chicago Bulls 109-101. The Twins got slammed and shut out by Kansas City yesterday 11-0. While UND Fighting Hawks hockey team lost, they're done for the year. So are the Minnesota Gophers. And the Minnesota Wild lost to Vegas in overtime. So we do have some Final Fours for you, though.
Basketball has North Carolina State, Purdue, Alabama, and UConn. And the NCAA Hockey Frozen Four has Boston College, Boston University, Denver, and Michigan still remaining. And that is your morning update, brought to you by the Indoor Racer Showcase.
Join Grand Forks Best Source Saturday, April 6th for the 6th annual Indoor Racer Showcase at Home of Economy in Grand Forks. You'll see sprint cars, late models, go-karts, and more. See your favorite drivers like Mark Dobmeier, Jack Croker, Brendan Mullen, the Peterson family, and others too. This free event is open to the public and all ages are welcome. Enjoy spiced pork burgers, brats, and baked beans served by the Grand Forks Central Wrestling Team for a free will offering. There'll be reps from Beers Black Dog Barbecue, Casa M Spice, Dakota Don's Artesian Waffles, Davis Seasoning, and Far Out Nuts. Mark it down on your calendar, Saturday, April 6th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the 6th annual Indoor Racer Showcase at Home of Economy in Grand Forks.
All right, well, Quinn Wilkie is running for mayor of Grand Forks, and we're going to be talking with him at 11 o'clock this morning to see what his plans are if he were to win this election. And make sure to tune in, all right? And make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app. We're on all of them. Hey, the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.